Joining you live tonight around the world on WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel, transmitting Jewel of the South. Glad to have you in here. We're live from Hallelujah Acres. Got a brand new program for you tonight. Want you to stay tuned, call a friend and a neighbor, and tell them to listen in. We're going to talk about something that I hope you understand. That is understanding. You ever thought about the lack of understanding or the lack of knowledge? Which one would be the most important? You could have all the knowledge in the world, and without understanding and the principles of applying the knowledge that you have, you'd be of all men most miserable. And so tonight, we're going to talk about the mechanics, the spiritual mechanics now, and in some cases, comparing it to the natural things. We wouldn't be above or beyond comparing the understanding to a natural thing to bring out an asset or a nugget or a gem for the understanding of the spiritual application that it takes to make it into the kingdom. Now, the Bible talks about, in the book of Corinthians, it talks about the gifts. It says, charity never fails. This is 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 8. But I'd like to come back to charity. Though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing, for it profits me nothing. Now, isn't that interesting? Though I speak with tongues of men and angels. You ever think about an angel and its dialect, its language, association? Do you believe that they speak English? I don't. We don't even know that they speak Hebrew, and I doubt if they do, the way it's been corrupted. But I have heard by both spiritual instinct and my spirit, if I understand this right, and that's what my message is about, some of the deep things that call out for an understanding process, that the language is like a musical scale. It's when angels talk, it sounds like that they're singing. And wouldn't that be interesting if we all had a melodious voice that we could sing the language of understanding? Well, notice this. Though I have all the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries, have all faith, all knowledge, all understanding, and have not charity, it profits me nothing. Though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned. Now, you would think that part one of verse 3 will be associated with charity, and we associate the word charity in the English language as given. Not so here, because it says, though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profits me nothing. Charity suffers long. Oh, my. And is kind. Charity does not envy. Charity will not boast itself, and it is not puffed up. Man, what a wonderful characteristic of understanding that I'm getting out of this word charity. I hope that you see the need to understand that charity is the greatest gift ever given from the Holy Spirit. Now, it encompasses, if you will, all of these major sayings in the Bible that would give you spiritual integrity, character, and, you know, I love people that have got the character, and their word is their bond, and that all things would be in a sense that it works together for them that love Yahweh. Now, I'm sure that there are things that vary and are different in some respects, but the Bible said there is one body and one spirit, even as you're called in one hope of your calling, one Yahweh, one faith, and one baptism. And it says, now listen to this, put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. What about deceitful lust? Do you understand that? How that sometimes, psychologically, we do things just because it is directed in the flow of a deceitful lust. You put on the new man, which after Yahweh is created in righteousness and true wholeness. Now, verse 25. Wherefore, put away lying. You know, something that don't go right your way and you try to lie your way into an advantage or to gain integrity and respect. A lie will never gain you anything but a lie. If you build on a lie, start with a lie, encourage a lie, and stand on the lie, you're getting nothing but a foundation of a lie. And a lie is for a moment. Now, for the purposes of understanding what I'm talking about, you need to stand on the basis of truth if it paralyps the devil and puts a kink in his back. Where if you lose friends, stand on your understanding of the truth. speak every man truth with his neighbor. If you've got something to say and it upsets someone and they don't want to hear it, sooner or later they will experience it. Because truth is a modifying part of the action of an action. In other words, it can modify itself in ways. You know, truth really hurts. There's ways to temper it. There's ways to buffet it. And there's gentle ways to reveal it. But the Bible says that a direct answer would break a bone. And that it's better to speak the truth than to lie or to compromise. So, if you put off the old conversation of the old man and put on the new, you put away lying. You speak every man truth with his neighbor. You know, I like plain spoken people that don't try to pull any punches and you just don't try to impress you or try to reveal something to you other than what they are. Once you reveal the truth, truth stands on its own merits, and truth will stand when the world's on fire. Be you angry, oh, here's a good one, be you angry and sin not. It's okay to get angry. It's okay to lose your cool. It's okay to come unglued every once in a while. We all do that. It's something built into our compassionate nature. And the more compassionate you are, the more that you're going to be angry at times. But learn to channel the anger in a form of constructive building. Now, I know this is hard to do because I myself have been guilty of blowing my top. Anger used to be one of my most sinful weaknesses. I couldn't control my anger. I'd get mad. I'd blush. When I get mad, I turn red with anger. The passion and the intensity builds up in me, and I have learned as I've mellowed over the years, things that used to make me mad don't make me mad no more, because I found out that those little silly things that made you mad over some small matter, and you got angry, and you sinned. But the Bible says here in the 26th verse of Ephesians chapter 4, be angry and sin not. Don't let the sun go down on your wrath. You ever toss and turn because you refuse to call the person or to go to the person? The Bible said if you have an ought against your brother or sister, go to them alone. And when you're angry, you're going to go to everybody but them. You're going to belittle them, down them, talk about them, criticize them, whatever the case may be. That's not integrity. In the morning, if you've done wrong, it'll still be wrong until you make it right. So what it's saying is be angry and sin not, and don't give place to the devil. Now, that's a very important verse, number 27 of chapter 4 of Ephesians. Don't give place to the devil. You ever notice, what does that really mean? That means that when you get mad, psychologically, you hunt the person that you know could do the most damage on your behalf by telling your side of the story, in certain cases, if you've got a story to tell. But for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. These lack of understanding will cause you to spiritually go to sleep without figuring out where the truth is. It says, for if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. Our way, every man's way, is okay in his sight. But somebody else may see you different than what you see yourself. Because every man's way seems right in his own eyes doesn't necessarily mean that your neighbor or your friend or your acquaintance or your brother or your sister would have the same vision that you have in a imaginary sense of the way you see yourself. You may not be looking at reality, but it says, if you would judge yourself unworthy to have such friends that you've got. Keep those friends that you've got and judge yourself unworthy of them. Don't pride yourself because you've got friends. You had to do something to make a friend, but let me tell you something. It's harder to keep one than it is to make one. I'm going to repeat this. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Be you kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for the Messiah's sake, forgive you. Walk in love as Christ has also loved us and hath given himself. But avoid fornication and all uncleanness. Now, what about uncleanness? You know, if you present yourself as a starch noble person, full of righteousness, and then the first thing you know when you get a chance, you're telling a dirty joke, or you are talking about something vile, or you're suggestive, the way you dress, even the way you dress can be provocative. And a lot of women that get raped because the woman is an object of beauty, especially to a man. A man don't have that same luxury of being an object of beauty to a woman, I don't guess, although they do prefer the masculine side as long as they're normal. Now, if they're abnormal, they go over to the other side. They want the abnormal relationship, woman with woman, working that which is unseemly. So you can get in a lot of mess by not understanding the mess that you're getting into. First of all, understand where you are. Now, with knowledge, the Bible said, get understanding. You see that? So, if we would understand and we come into the unity of faith and of the knowledge into a measure of stature of fullness, that we be henceforth no more children tossed to and fro. Yeah, I like a person that's the same every day. They're not tossed to and fro with rage and anger and malice and resentment and things of this nature. I mean, if you can't control your tongue, which is a little member, it's like a big rudder or a little rudder on a big ship. The little rudder is probably one of the smallest mechanisms attached to the boat, but it has the most important mission of steering the boat in the way that it should go. The tongue is like a rudder. It stirs your body of understanding, your commitment, or your contentment. And the Bible says, be content in where you're at. Live it and live in peace with all men. For Yahweh gave some apostles and some prophets. Now that's two. And some evangelists, that's three. And pastors and teachers. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, and for the edifying of the body of Christ. Now let's count it. Apostles is one, prophets is two, evangelists is three, pastors is four, and teachers is five. Five spiritual understandings of the Spirit. Now, what do you mean by that, Pastor Buddy? Well, it says, by one Spirit, there are diversities of operations and differences of administration, but the same Spirit. the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with. Now, if I speak to you in tongues, it might be that I understand it, and I'm getting edified, but you don't understand it, and therefore you'll get no edification. Now, what understanding comes from an unknown tongue, if I'm speaking to you in an unknown tongue, and you don't get no understanding? What if I'm trying to give you the facts without giving you the whole picture, and therefore you lack understanding? What if you've got all knowledge, but you don't have understanding? And the Bible says, again, with knowledge, get understanding. Some people will learn the mechanics of knowledge. And the Bible says, truly, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Now, in that is hidden within that is what I want to try to crack open and let you see the meat of the hidden things. Which is the real truth is, knowledge and understanding is like a hand and a glove. You have to have understanding to get your heart perfect by putting away clamoring, bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking. Yeah, ladies, we don't gain nothing by evil speaking or falling out and fighting. Let's take the Bible and say, be kind to one another and tender-hearted. You say, oh yeah, well, the way they treated me, the way I've been treated, I can't accept that. Why don't you take the wrong that's been done to you with the understanding that you are greater, your shoulders are broader, or you are stronger than the weaker person that's doing something to you by malice and basically a lack of understanding? Now, why would we have to put on the whole armor? What's the whole armor yet about? Well, I'll show you something here. Thou hast hid their heart from understanding. Now, who? Job said, Yahweh, here I am. I'm a just man. I ain't done no wrong. You know that, and I know that. But they don't have that understanding. Sometimes when we see someone afflicted or someone sick, the first thing you say, well, you must have done something terrible. Well, the terrible things we do is that we will not seek the understanding with the knowledge we've got. Now, I have failed, sinned, and come short, and been whipped for my disobedience. I have been blessed by submitting, by humbling, by being under my brother rather than over, by being a careful listener. Listen and learn. And you'll hear the heartbeat of that person talking to you. You'll hear the real person. But he says, they have no understanding because you have hid understanding from them. They, some people, the more knowledge they get, the less they understand it. And that's like putting a jewel, if you will, in a swine snout and watching the nature of the swine with its knowledge go out and root with the jewel, which is probably worth more than the swine. So why would you take a jewel to wring a hog's nose when you understand that the only thing that the swine is going to do is go out and root things up? Well, that's like a person that sows discord among the brethren. That's a jewel and a swine's understanding that don't really know what they're doing. All they're wanting to do is hurt and harm. Now, if that's your intention, is to hurt and harm or tear down instead of build up and do something positive. I like positive people. When people are always negative, you know that they lack even knowledge, let alone understanding. I've known of knowledgeable people that have a sense of knowledge, but no understanding. And here it says, thou hast hid their heart from understanding. Job 17 and verse 4. There is, Job said in his question here, in Job 28:12, listen to this. Where is the place of understanding? Have you ever tried to climb the ladder of knowledge? And when you get knowledge with it, you lack understanding? Where is the place of understanding? Job 28:12. Where is it that you need to get to secure yourself in the form of knowledge and understanding? Now, knowledge and understanding brings peace and contentment. When a person is not content, and Paul said, I've learned to be content. Now, let me show you something here. Job 28, again, verse 28. That's very simple for you to remember. Remember this one. It's a great one. I have long looked at this verse of Scripture. To depart from evil is understanding. Now we're beginning to find out how we get understanding. Don't talk about nobody. If you've got something disrespectful to say, you'd be better to keep your mouth shut. If you've got a harmful word, or you say it in anger and malice and resentment, jealousy and strife, to depart from me. See, awful, and to depart from evil is the first step of understanding. So if you learn all these things, to know all of the counters through knowledge, in other words, the good and the bad, or the light and the darkness, to get knowledge, you've got to know both sides of the story. Now, that may not make a lot of sense to you, but let me explain my position here. It wouldn't do you any good to get the message of light without knowing the most important point or part of the foundation of your understanding, which would get the knowledge of evil. And from the word go, man was given the knowledge of good and evil. Now, some people, of having their conscience seared with a hot iron, lack understanding. And that's why it says depart from evil to get understanding. Now, let me tell you, in Job chapter 32, in verse 8, when his friends were questioning him, he came back with this major statement of faith. The Almighty gives understanding. So when you lack a understanding in a matter, you need to turn to Yahweh. It's very important. And another thing that you need to do is turn to the multitude of counsel. Don't turn away from the counsel and bite the hand that gave you the knowledge. Turn back to the knowledge that you have and seek the multitude of counsel and the understanding. And to get it, depart from evil. Who hath given understanding to the heart? Job said. Neither imparted to her understanding. His wife had none. She had the same knowledge that Job had lived with and prospered with. He'd become a rich and a prosperous man. He had children, and they were all doing well until Satan challenged the understanding of Job compared to when that Yahweh would pull the plug of his knowledge or his blessings, in a sense. So you see, Job had all the light blessings of knowledge. He had all of that given to him on a platter. He had never encountered the knowledge of darkness that could take it away, that he could understand that all of that could be gone in a heartbeat. I don't care how rich you are, it can be gone in a moment. without your understanding. You could have everything working for you and still not have understanding. So these things will come across your path in your life to give you the rest of the story. So, to speak, this life is nothing but a training ground for your understanding. Now, with knowledge, get understanding. Now, it says here, remember I told you about the angel's language of a melodious tone or a scale? Listen to what the Bible says in Psalms 47, the great psalmist. 47 verse 7. Sing you praises with understanding. Now, why would you want to... Now, you can have all the knowledge about Yahweh. You know He heals, you know He kills, you know He destroys, and you know He makes alive. But do you ever have an understanding of why? Very few people do. In other words, what about all the people on the earth? Approximately right now, 6 to 7 billion people. Are all those people in the eyes of Yahweh, do they all have understanding? And the answer is unequivocally no, they do not. They do not apply the tools necessary to get understanding. They won't depart from evil. They're quick to anger. They're quick to judge. They shun the gifts. If you want knowledge, why don't you do like all the wise people of old? They hunted out men with knowledge and understanding. And with their knowledge, and under, it said, with the knowledge, a poor man delivered a city. It's like I've often heard the story about an underpass. Sometimes our life gets to where it's an underpass, and we can't pass. Well, here the engineers was trying to figure out this vehicle moved under the underpass and got lodged under the underpass with a large load vehicle, and the engineers were sent out from the company, and they were paid great salaries to figure out how, with their understanding, how to get under the underpass. And little kid there all the time, sitting on his bicycle, sucking on a sucker, watching them trying to figure out how to dislodge this load from the underpass and let it pass under. And finally, after much reason and nothing that they could understand other than take the underpass and destroy it, and the young child said, "Well, why don't you just let the air out of the tires, and you've got about a 6-inch clearance under your wheel there, and that will be enough to let it pass under." And the engineers was quite embarrassed that they had all this simplicity, this understanding that this little child had riding a bicycle with a lollipop, and they had engineering degree training, and they hadn't come up with the idea of letting air out of the tires to get under the underpass. That's what I'm talking about here in spiritual related matters. Most of us is looking to the high things, to the exalted things, trying to solve our problems. We go to a psychiatrist and pay them great amounts of money, or we look, as the song says, we look for love in all the wrong places. We look for understanding in all the wrong places. If someone has been in the pickle that you're in several times in the past, and he learned the mechanics of getting stuck under the underpass and how to get out from under it, you'd be wise to seek that person out with their knowledge and understanding. As the old saying goes, knowledge is the best teacher. And so then, we need to have the teachers of understanding. But now let me show you something here. In Psalms 119, verse 99. Now remember that scripture. David said, here's what he made a statement. They, some people that are taught and trained in professional matters of knowledge, and they still don't have understanding. David said, I have more understanding than all my teachers. The little child had more understanding than all the engineers. Make sure that you go to the right place, and that may be the most unlikely place that you would get your answer. Don't fail to call on the right person. As the old saying goes, dance with the person that took you to the dance. And most often, you'll keep a friend that you brought to the dance. You won't dance with someone else until you dance your way into enemy's territory. He that has understanding is infinite. Psalms 147, verse 5. Apply your heart to understanding. Proverbs chapter 2. Understanding will keep you. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 11. Lean not to your own understanding. Right there it is. Proverbs chapter 3. Seek out the multitude of counsel. When you have a major crossroads or crisis in your life, before you jump off the bridge, before you hang yourself, or before you dig a hole that you can't get out of, seek out people with wisdom and knowledge. And lean not, most of all, to your own understanding, because you're in the forest and you can't see the forest for the trees. Get somebody with a clear perception and understanding that has been through what you've been through, or at least have some good guidance, and never trust anyone for anything at any time, and you will stay on the top side. Well, I trusted so-and-so, and they let me down. I believed in so-and-so, and they let me down. Ladies and gentlemen, put lean not to your own understanding, but seek him that has the infinite understanding. That's your Creator, and the ones that he has chosen and given gifts. Let's say that you were wanting to find out the calendar, the correct calendar. Who would you go to? Well, it's right in the Bible. Who you should seek out? They're gifted to this. And that's the sons of Issachar. They're gifted to know and understand the heavens. Whereas you may not understand. It's a complicated thing. I've studied in the matters related to the heavens and the times. There's a time for everything and a time and place for everything. And yet it's one of the most complicated issues that I've ever involved myself in. And I have noticed when I meet the sons of Jacob that you want to solve a problem in the heavens and times or get a correct calendar, seek out somebody that has an Issachar background or a bloodline. And pretty soon, you'll see their gifts and talents come to the top. They may not have all the knowledge it takes, but basically they've been blessed with the understanding, and when the knowledge comes, bingo! It's just like it fits right in place, a hand in the glove. And they will catch on real quick. As a matter of fact, I have trained those who are gifted in the heavens. And a lot of them are from the house of Issachar. They catch on real quick. That means they've got understanding. They're born with that understanding. Knowledge is something that you have to experience. That's why that I said be slow to anger and go only in the way of understanding. Now, what does that mean? In Proverbs chapter 9 and verse 6, go in the way of understanding. Understanding is a natural path to things that don't seem right. I want to explain that. Yahweh chose the things that don't seem right. Satan, on the other hand, on the dark side of the situation, it turned into light, chose the things that seem right. So if you go in your way, lean not to your own understanding. You need to go in the way of understanding and lean not to your own understanding. Something that is gifted, or hunt somebody that is gifted in the matter and seek them out and seek their knowledge. The knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Proverbs 9 and 10. He that is slow to wrath is of great understanding. Now, hold it right there. Let me read that again. For emphasis, he that is slow to wrath is of a great understanding. If you lack understanding, you will be quick to get stirred up or angry. And the Bible said, be angry and sin not. Can you comprehend what I'm saying? And matters related to saving yourself and keeping yourself in the light associated with people of the light. Don't be so quick to go out of and wander out of the way of understanding, is what I'm trying to say. Don't be too quick to go out of the way of understanding. Oh, here is the most powerful, blessed scripture on this subject tonight. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 22. I'd like for you to make a note and check it out. Understanding is a wellspring of life. And I could change that of life for life. Understanding is a wellspring for life. You shall have life, and you shall have it more abundantly. You shall have it with an understanding. If you ain't got no understanding, you ain't going to have a life. I don't care what it consists of if you don't have understanding. He that keepeth understanding shall find good. Now let me repeat that. Proverbs 19, verse 8. He that keepeth understanding shall find good. There is no understanding against Yahweh. That's against him. But there is understanding for Yahweh. Lean not to your understanding. That's against Yahweh. If you are thinking with your carnal mind, the Bible said that's anti-Christ. That's anti-reasoning or anti-understanding. There is no understanding against Yahweh, but there is truckloads of treasure of understanding for Yahweh. By understanding, a house is established. Proverbs 24 and verse 3. By understanding. Now, that's the body of elders and the pastor or the shepherd watching for your soul. By understanding, this is the house, that's you, building up your most holy house, the temple. You are the temple. That's not like going out here and establishing a church house. Although it's good to be in the dry. We found that out this spring in a tent. Tents will gather water, and they'll dump a few on your head, and it'll run under the tent, as we found that out. But still yet, better is a little with a tent over your head than a whole lot without a cover. That's understanding. Have not the understanding of a man. Proverbs chapter 30 and verse 2. It's only two verses above the scripture I was teaching the other night of what is his name. And what is the son's name? Have, no, let me repeat it. You repeat it with me. Have not the understanding of a man. That means that a carnal-minded man is unstable in all of his ways and has no understanding. He may think he has. He may be a rich man. But he would be void or lacking in spiritual understanding. Do not, in Ecclesiastics, now, verse 9, as we move into the book of Ecclesiastics, we're going to look at this verse of Scripture. And that is, have not the riches to men of understanding. Do not let understanding, and a lot of people do that, because the spirit of understanding will rest only on those who are meek. Isaiah 11 and verse 2. Whom shall he teach knowledge? Well, you can have the knowledge, but if you don't have the understanding, this is what Isaiah is referring to in 11, in chapter 11, verse 2. Make your servants quick to understand. Do you understand, he said? Do you understand? He kept saying, do you understand? Is your understanding up to snuff tonight, as the old saying goes? Do you have understanding that you could find your way through the maze of spiritual darkness, temptation, evil? There is a people of no understanding, according to Isaiah 27, verse 11. There is, again, a people of no understanding that will make knowledge void and wander in the way in the congregation of the dead. Wander out of the way into the congregation of the dead. Now, let me repeat that. Take heed that you do not reject knowledge and understanding and wander out of the way into the congregation of the dead. When you leave the light, when you leave the knowledge, when you leave the understanding, you're going to wander out into the congregation of the dead. Remember where you came from. Remember how fortunate you was to learn the truth, to learn his name, to learn what name the baptism is in. We're to be the happiest people in the world. Instead of that, we're going to fight and argue and bicker and beller and bellyache and murmur and malice and complain. It's unreal how the devil can control our carnal mind when we get in the flesh. There is a people of no understanding. Ever learning, but never able to figure this out. The understanding of prudent men shall be hid in the heart of the righteous. The understanding of prudent men, and you can tell prudent men, that's Isaiah 29, verse 14. There is no searching of his understanding. Isaiah 40, verse 28. There is no searching of his understanding, because he stretcheth out the heavens. Listen to how he done it. This is a lack of understanding on our part, but we sure don't know how he done it. He hung the earth on nothing, set it in a spinning motion, and sent it traveling through endless time and space. He stretched out the heavens by his understanding. Man, wouldn't you want to go to him that has the understanding? Then, Daniel said in Daniel chapter 4, verse 34, he was so troubled, he was so perplexed, he was so void of understanding that he prayed because his life was laying on the line. He said, if I don't get an answer, I'm going to kill all you wise men. And Daniel said, give me the night's sleep on it, O king. Hold your wrath. Then Daniel said, in the midnight hour, my understanding returned unto me. There must have been a lapse or a void there. Sometimes we'll have a lapse and a void of understanding in certain situations. Pray and wait on Yahweh, and then your understanding will return to you. Maybe it's a trial. Maybe it's a temptation. Maybe it's a Job experience. Maybe it's a Daniel experience. Maybe it's a Solomon experience. Maybe it's a Samson experience. We all have them. And if we don't have understanding, and I'm closing tonight with the one that I usually start with. I saved it till last because I want to make a point here that I've never made. out of over 50 years of ministry, this really caught my mind tonight when I was praying and seeking Yahweh. Mark 12, verse 33, was a return by the sayings of those who heard the Master when he told them what the first commandment was. To love him with all the understanding. To love him with all, now in the King James says heart, in the Greek it says understanding. The word is understanding. Now, I caught that for the first time. I just started there. I said, to love him, not with all your heart. The heart's desperately wicked. And who can know it? Said, I, Yahweh, I search the heart. I know the mind. So the real word, the Greek, the powerful word, see, it's a weak word in the English, to love him with all your heart is improper. Because you could love someone with all your heart and be deceived. You could love someone with all your heart and wander out of the way into the congregation of the dead. Love is something that has to go to a test. Love is something that is not sound in brass. Love is reality. Love is forever. It's not for a moment. You fall in love today, you can fall out tomorrow. If you're in love with Yahweh, with understanding, you'll never fall out of love with your knowledge. But you got out all knowledge and don't have that understanding, and you're going to fall out of love with him. So when you think you're in love, make sure. Count the cost. Look at the cost. Paul said, you might be better off if you remain as I am. And that's something that only those who are applied to that can understand that with understanding. Now I will repeat that. To those who understand, have passed from death unto life, because they have a love of understanding, not with all their heart, but with all of their understanding. It's a better word put there. So next time you read Mark 12:29, to love Yahweh with all your heart, your soul, your mind, and strength, the real word there in the Greek is love Yahweh with all your understanding. Now, with understanding, you don't have the knowledge, because with knowledge you get understanding. So, now we know that rather than the heart, which is desperately wicked, it can deceive you. You may think you're in love, even with Yahweh, and then Yahweh could do something to you, like tell you the truth, and it would offend you, and you'd never speak to Yahweh no more. And when some person that offends you with the truth, and you quit speaking to them or quit communicating, you're void of understanding. You're thinking with your heart. And the heart is desperately wicked and lacks understanding. So get understanding and you'll be blessed. Well, you're listening to Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call tonight, and I've talked to you about understanding. With all of your knowledge, be like the little boy on the bicycle, sucking on his sucker. I mean, he had no experience. He was not an engineer. He wasn't trained. But he had understanding. He could just see that truck and deflating the tire. Sometimes we got to be deflated to get under something to lift up someone. So let's deflate our egos, our carnal mind, quit bickering and bellering and fighting and devouring one another, because words, you know, spoken, even if it's with no intent, purpose, when the devil gets a hold of something that you've said and adds just a little tweak, have you ever done that? Just tweeted just a little bit. You know, it wasn't said exactly like the person told you, but you change it just a little bit to tweak it, the person that you're telling it to a little bit more fired up. We like to see anger demonstrated, And sometimes we'll hurt and offend when we do that. Let's be honest and truthful. Let's load the anger. Let's have that charity that we're trying to talk about here with understanding. And with it, we'll void the satanic power of tempting when everybody thinks that the devil is in the detail. And you know, Yahweh spoke to me last week and told me that the devil can get in the details. And boy, once he gets in the details, he'll complicate the matter. He'll intensify it to where it becomes a raging inferno that started out as a little brush fire. Started out as you didn't mean any harm. The little no harm sin, it's a little fox brand. Samson, he took the little foxes that couldn't be seen going down the row, the wheat row. He take the big ones, he took the little ones. He caught a few foxes. He tied a firebrand to their tail and sent them running. And he burnt down the enemy's wheat fields. You need to burn down the tare fields of the devil and tell him that he's a liar and he was dispatched from the underworld to kill, steal, and destroy and deceive and to interrupt or to devour. And that's their mission, to kill, steal, and their mission is the righteous. So remember the word understanding. Write me tonight. Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now my computer is down here and we're in a remote area and we only have satellite and we're out of commission with a satellite, so I don't have any way to communicate with you. You need to call me here tonight. You can call me at area code 423-338-1972. Talk to me and let's get an understanding of where we're at in this life, and hopefully we'll know what life that we're going to be in to come. That's the main thing. So I love you tonight. Many blessings, and I'll see you tomorrow night right here on WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel around the world on the transmitting Jewel of the South right here at WWRB in Morrison, Tennessee. A great radio owner and brother today has a great understanding, don't agree with all of the messages and all the doctrine, but he's very open and caring and wanting you to hear or get a view of a pink elephant that's sitting in your living room. It may be a little bit bigger than you can see from one side. And so we try to get all sides of the equation and let you take a good look at the pink elephant sitting in your living room. Or the pink elephant that might be stuck under your underpass. You need a viewpoint from a little engineer that rides a bicycle and sucks on a sucker. So, we love you tonight. I'll see you tomorrow night. That's 11 o'clock now. It's the late hour. I'll be on from 11 to 12 Eastern Standard Time tomorrow night. You don't want to miss it. I'll be back with you then. And then, of course, Wednesday night, I'll be in here at 10 o'clock. We'll be on Thursday night, and Friday night we'll be on at 9:30, and Saturday night with Mark and Audrey, sponsors on the Saturday night call, as well as tomorrow night. They'll be our sponsor tomorrow night. Tonight I'm sponsored by Dr. Gary and Brother Paul up in Michigan, and we don't have the telephone numbers handy right here, so we'll just tell you, and you can call me, and I'll give them to you. Praise Yahweh. We love you. We appreciate you, and we'll see you tomorrow night, as I said, 11 Eastern Standard Time. Yahweh bless you from Hallelujah Acres right here in the mountains of East Tennessee. Yahweh bless.